This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to you to follow your favorite teams. So get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang,
the
bang, the bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
We be
thumping.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop crying.
Welcome to Stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the essays in the 6-4 hopping. To my boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through Stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up in the feed up, when the stuff is some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, yo, get sprayed.
We be thumping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
We be thumping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Did you watch Collision on Saturday night?
Not yet.
You missed it. Guess what match they
No, but it's I have it on my DVR. What?
So guess who you get to see? Will Ospreay wrestles. Take a while to wrestle.
Lee Moriarty. That was the main event?
No, it wasn't the main event. It was one of the matches on the show. But like, isn't that funny? They're like, you can tell that's one of the matches they want to have Ospreay have like as soon as possible. And like, sure enough, it's like his third or fourth match.
This guy that they like to put on TV all the time, but not enough to let him win.
All right. Okay, so Dynamite, I was looking earlier. The ratings were not out yet for some reason. Let me look and see if they're out yet. TV ratings are in. Oh, my God. Take a guess at what it was.
I don't even know.
672,000. Which is interesting because, you know, lo and behold, I actually thought they actually did some decent stuff on this show, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, when we get to it, tell me what it is.
I'll let you know what it is. All right. So they start off with their obligatory, John Moxley was introduced, and they comes out, and Cobb and Fletcher were already in the ring, and they attacked him once he got the ringside, and Brian Danielson ran out and helped his partners, so they break down to the tag match. And basically, Brian Danielson, John Moxley beat Cobb and Fletcher. Okay, so after the match, Danielson and Moxley went to the ropes to play the crowd, and Takeshi ran out and pulled Moxley off the ropes and suplexed him. Then Cobb and Fletcher joined Takeshi in a beatdown until Claudio ran out with a crowbar in his hand and chased away the heels. So one thing I noticed about this match, I mean, I don't know this. Like, remember I told you go ahead.
There's no quarters yet, but here's all the analytics and shit.
No, I don't. No, I just want to see the chart.
All right, I'll keep an eye on it.
When the chart comes up, we'll check out the chart. All right, you tell me, bro. Are they just gonna like keep sending Danielson out there? And until he just like it's permanently like is his gimmick he really does want to die in the ring and be happy?
Well, obviously Danielson isn't saying no. I mean, he could say no.
Did you see all the tape he had on his back and neck and shit and everything? All the kinetic tape. I'm like, dude, what?
Yeah. So did Dax.
Like, good God, man. Just take a couple days off.
Let me just say a couple things about this match. First of all, why aren't they playing Wild Thing when this guy comes out anymore? Okay. So when Moxley's coming out, Cobb, who we haven't seen in forever, and Fletcher are attacking him, Danielson runs down to help him out. Right.
Right.
And I like how they were playing the music during while they were brawling. It reminded me a little bit like, remember when New Jack would hit everybody with shit while his was playing?
Match of Born Killers.
Not every match has to have a story, but most matches in this promotion don't have any buildup or reasoning. It's just like, let's just have a good match, you know?
Right.
That's not enough for me, because that's every match is good, you know? And obviously, they're in Danielson's hometown, which is also Swerve's hometown, which is also Darby Allin's hometown of Seattle. So the crowd was popping for everything he did. But I didn't care about this match because it had no reason to exist.
This is a match that probably your AEW hardcores could tell me there's a storyline in this. But I, you know, from the naked eye, like I said, Jeff Cobb didn't even get. Like, I didn't mention him coming back. I don't know.
Yeah, all of a sudden he's there with Jeff, with Fletcher. You know, it's like, why is this match happening? But then again, like I said, to them, as long as the match is good, that's all that counts.
All right, so they did. So I'm going to give some credit here. They did do something very good.
Right.
They spotlighted a video package with Swerve Strickland, a pretty lengthy one, that showed Swerve making, like, appearances, treating like a star, and recapture suits of Christian Cage. Which is what they should, you know. It's funny that I have to point this out because they should have three or four or five of these throughout this show for all the angles. But this was a decent one, so all credit. Adam Copeland comes out, and as he's playing to the crowd, he's attacked by Buddy King and Brody King and Buddy Matthews, and King tossed Copeland down the entrance ramp to Matthews and ran him into the steps. Malachi picked up the TNT title belt, walked to the ring with it, and King and Matthews held Copeland while Black spoke to him on the house mic. Black had Matthews remove Copeland's wedding ring and hand it over. And Kyle O'Reilly ran out to help Copeland, but he was quickly outnumbered. He came in for an attack, and Brody King hit him with one clothesline and, like, knocked him out. So that's like,
the thing is that he slid into the ring, and then when he got up, he got hit with the clothesline. But Kyle Fletcher goes out there dressed like he's fucking
a fan,
you know, selling ice creams outside of his house, and he's in shorts and a t-shirt. You know, he just looks like a fan. You know, he doesn't look like a star. He doesn't do anything that they're putting him in a very big spot, and he doesn't look like a star to me.
Right. So they leave with the wedding ring, and the announcer.
That's weird. I thought that was like.
Well, the announcers thought it was weird. And nobody had anything, but whatever. So they bring it up later on. So, dude. Just Jack Perry does not come like that. This spot is not for him. You know, I don't know. You know what they should bring in? They should bring in, like, they're the EVPs. They should just combine with the CEO and just bring in a Mercedes. It's like the EVPs and the CEO.
Yeah, you know.
You know, saying so.
Yeah, totally.
Because she gets heat. She probably can get more heat than these guys can, you know?
I think that's a good idea. That's a good little combo there.
Yeah. So Renee Paquette interviewed FTR backstage and noted they were down a man in the Anarchy in the Arena match due to the attack on Eddie Kingston. Then a graphic listed a blank spot in their match while Wheeler said he thinks they found a fourth man. Dude, I'm sorry. Like, I don't, you know, these guys have never ever, I can't recall one time they've cut an interesting interview. Like, their interviews is just like.
Who?
FTR.
I'd like to point out a tweet that I believe was directed towards maybe us and, you know, some of the other guys. But so there's a graphic that announced Okada and Dax from last night. And Dax retweeted it and said, I can't wait for paid podcasters to complain and ask, where's the story?
Well, the story is he's getting his legacy.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. That's been their story the whole fucking time.
They attacked their friend and they came in and saved him. So now they're having a match. And all of a sudden he's a contender for the title, for the whatever. So I don't know. Young Bucks and Nicholas Jackson against Chris Daniels and Matt Sydal in an eliminator match. So they had a pretty good on Collision. They had a backstage confrontation with Chris Daniels,
right?
And Daniels was excellent in this,
right?
Like, he yelled at them, dressed him down, showed, like, bro, he totally stole the scene, right?
Right.
And he knew it would lead to a match, and here we are with the match. Okay.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Yeah, you got to see that. That was a very good. Okay, and it's all good. Daniels. He was excellent. Good. Actually, try to find that, Joe, Perkonian. But basically, they beat them. Then after the match, the Bucks went to the stage and delivered a promo. And Matthew recalled Daniels talking down with him and put his hands on him last week. And Matthew said they've been trying to clean up the locker room with toxicity and accused Daniels of trying to screw that up. Then they fired him. And Matthew said they're not evil and take care of Daniels' family by giving him a sweet 30-day severance package. And Matthew told the fans enjoy the rest of the show. So this is, you know. Bro, it's like they're trying to do like these really dastardly things to get heat.
But none of it gets heat. Look, they give out these fines. Yeah. They give out these fines. They were making fun of Alvarez. Who gives a fuck about that, right? Mm-hmm. Now they do this thing with CD, which, bro, if the promo's as good as you say it is, they should have put a B-roll of that promo so people could see it and know what this is all about, because they're firing a guy that never, ever, ever wrestles, okay? Unless you're a hardcore fan, which their fan base is, that is there, you know that CD and the Young Bucks are off from California and are friends as a shoot. But that should be brought up by the commentators and with videos to give this a reason for you to get mad when he gets fired, but they do none of that.
Yeah, you're supposed to know he's been working backstage.
Well, bro, just because, for example, this guy goes, people are asking, where's the story? Dax, you know well enough that fucking you can have matches, great matches, and yeah, they're good matches, but every match is way better if it has a backstory, whether it's in boxing, MMA, or wrestling. If you guys are too lazy,
fucking Super Bowl, anything, you know?
If you guys are too lazy to come up with a story or write a story, that's on you. What do you mean, where's the story? There should be a backstory to make it more interesting. It should just be, what's so interesting that half of a tag team, Dax, is wrestling Okada? Where's the interest there?
And let me say this. Like I said, the Daniels thing with the Young Bucks was so good. It absolutely should have been on they should have showed this before this.
You know what? I'm going to actually say, where is the story on this? I'm going to answer Dax.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Conan.
What up?
I've got a public service announcement.
Really? You're leaving the show?
No.
All right.
No. K100 with Conan Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Want to hear about Get Blitzed?
I know about it, but go ahead.
It was... Get Blitz was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC and not the garbage you sell at the gas station. It is super potent, like THC on steroids. It has only a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. So go to getblitz.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. Now, I've been using this product, and it's fantastic. On my days off, I like to go out and either like do like a long bike ride or a hike or go to the gym and do cardio. And afterwards, I get a nice meal, and it's late in the afternoon. I like to take a teaspoon, and bro, it's so relaxing. Do you use it? What products do you use this? I love the grape. I use the grape.
I love this thing. Then again, I've been using cannabis in one form or another for like, you know, since I was like 12. I like this a lot because it doesn't bring you down hard. It's a really calm effect when you come down. I love the piña colada. I love the grape. Yeah, those two are the ones that I like, my favorites. And so I'll put it in anything from Sprite to orange juice to some Grey Goose. It mixes well with everything. And like I'm trying to get off blunts, which I love because it's bad for your lungs, just as almost as bad as cigarettes. So I've been trying to get more into liquids and edibles. Yeah, so you can't go wrong with this. I mean, the real deal, we wouldn't be using it and we would not be promoting it.
Yeah, so if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at getblitzed.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. So order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or k100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 15% off with the code K100 at getblitz.com.
Yeah, and what makes it so special is, like Disco said before, nano-infused, which is basically nano-emulsification technology. So it breaks the THC into smaller particles for faster absorption, right? Dude, I'm on Blitz right now. So, but anyways, get high, stay happy, functioning, get blitzed, boom.
You would have never known it, but Jack Perry was at ringside doing commentary during this and didn't say anything of note or of interest. But after the match, and after they fired Daniels, at the broadcast table, Perry called for a toast to the Bucks for always making the tough decisions and took a drink from a Ric Flair energy drink and poured the rest over the head of Tony Schiavone. I want to say something about Tony Schiavone. Yeah, but here's the thing about Tony Schiavone. Dude, I don't know, you know, if he's trying to, if this is... They've told him to say this, or he just say constantly throughout the show. This is Tony's shtick. What a match. This is a great match. What a hell. This is a hell of a match. Great
this is match. The best match what I've ever match. Seen.
This is a great match. What a match. Great match. Bro, he says that like all show long. It's like, okay, Tony, we get it. It's a great, great match. Could you imagine? Have you ever heard like Pat McAfee say in the middle of the show, what a great match this is? You know,
no.
God, by the way, we forgot this. This is funny.
When he barked.
No, I forgot to say.
But did you see when he barked? How hilarious was that?
No,
when the Braun breaker did?
I forgot on Raw, then they opened the show. This was hysterical. Drew comes down to ringside and got right in Michael Cole's face, and Mike Cole is calling him a hypocrite. And McAfee got up and was telling Drew, he called you a hypocrite.
Yeah.
He called you like stooge in a box. Yeah. He called you a hypocrite. And then they go to this thing. It's like, and they call him like, you're the one that gave him a platform to spew his lies on your show. And stuff. Like, you know, that was actually pretty funny. So
he's
but
great.
Back to the AEW stuff. So Renee Paquette interviewed Toni Storm backstage, and she was accompanied by Luther and Mariah May. Paquette noted that Luther, May, and Soraya were banned from ringside during Storm's grudge match with Harley Cameron. Storm thanks Serena Deeb for knocking her out so she didn't have to listen to another second of her sob story. Because she's so good at this character, Toni Storm is one of the better promos in the business right now. Because she's very comfortable in this character and verbiage. You know?
You know, it's almost like, I'll give you an example. It's like, she was in WWE. She was misused, miscast. They had, you know, we were always big fans of her. Me and Joe were. And then she came to AEW. She did not get over at all, and she did not look comfortable as a face. And then sometimes people make better heels than faces, but she finally found something that she was comfortable in, much like you were in your character, and she feels real comfortable. She says funny shit. She's good on commentary. She's got good one-liners. Her wrestling's great. Her persona's great. She's my favorite character on that show.
Okay. Yeah. So next is Malakai Black is back in his like black area backstage holding Adam Copeland's wedding ring.
I thought that was corny.
And Black accepted Copeland's challenge to a barbed wire steel cage match. And Black said that when he beats Copeland, yes, Copeland must bend a knee to the House of Black. Dude, what is going on with Adam Copeland? Why is he doing all these bloody gimmick matches like CZW? This is like, I don't know why he's in a game. You know, they must be paying him an absolute fortune. And he's just like, you know, because he doesn't have to work that much, I don't see him really like saying, you know, like, you know, saying no to any of this stuff. But like, I don't want to, bro, this guy's every match he's in is a gimmick garbage no DQ match. It's ridiculous. I don't want to see it. That's not his style. I don't know. Maybe he thinks that like he won his career for so long in the WWE system where he never got a chance to do this. His fan base likes it. So he's going to say like, okay, I'm going to show my range. And
he did a shitload of that stuff though in WWE. He feuded with Foley. He did the TLC matches. Bro, him and Cena had hardcore matches.
That's, you know, something years ago though. Like, you know, way long ago. I don't know.
Like 15, maybe. But yeah, up until he retired, he always did TLC or he did tax and shit. You know, he did all that stuff back then.
Hey, you're right. Actually, you're right. You're talking about stuff when I wasn't watching.
Yeah. Him and Cena had a great feud when you. I don't know if Conan was watching either.
Remember when him and Randy Orton had the greatest match of all time gimmick? And that was like a 30-minute hardcore match. Everything was backstage.
All through the building, right?
Conan, guess who we got to see tonight? Sebastian Wolf.
Ooh.
He wrestled Hook. Hook beat him in 30 seconds.
Does he howl?
This is what I don't understand. I don't understand why you're having Hook still do squashes. He's over.
Right. And he's supposed,
you know,
to
it's almost like having Wardlow doing squashes. All right. This squashes to get him over. He doesn't need to continue doing him. Now it becomes passe and it's not a novelty anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing. He took the microphone after Justin Roberts announced as the winner. Hook said he was there for the Chris Jericho of the FTW Championship and called out Jericho. He came to the ring with Big Bill. And he's waving again. And they're like, you know, he's. I laugh every time he does it. Taz said he's never liked Jericho now that he can't stand Big Bill either. And once in the ring, a happy Jericho spoke about how happy he was to be called out, even if he's sharing the spotlight with somebody. Hook challenged Jericho to put his FTW Championship on the line tonight. And Jericho asked the crowd if they wanted to see that. And then said he would too. Jericho said it wasn't a fighting moment. It was a teaching moment. Jericho told Hook that he needed to be less self like he is. A please retire chant broke out, and Jericho acknowledged Chance that the fans want him to retire because he'll be inducted to every Hall of Fame in the world, but he's not ready for that yet. Jericho said Hook needed to learn the lesson that when you lose a title, you have to work your way up the ladder again, and Jericho said that Hook would be in a qualification match on Saturday. Jericho said that if Hook won the match, then maybe he would get a chance to face him for the FTW Championship. And Jericho asked Hook if that sounded good. Hook said yes, and asked Jericho if he knew what else would sound good. Hook slammed the microphone over Jericho's head, and the Big Bill attacked Hook. Jericho had blood in his hair. I guess he cut him. Then Chibata came out. Jericho exited the ring, and then Chibata cleared Big Bill from the ring. Then Jericho put his head and hand on his head and showed off the blood on his hand. Excalibur said Hook's match would take place on AEW Collision. I thought Jericho was great in this. I loved all this verbiage. What'd you think of this?
Not does not interest me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Hook's not interesting character to me.
But here's what should have happened. Because here's the thing. Tony Schiavone last week interrupted Jericho's promo and said Hook was going to be here next week, right? Bro, Hook didn't need a 30-second squash. Hook should have came out, went down to ringside, grabbed the mic, got the ring, called Jericho out. You know, that should have been the stick. We have to, not the, you know, match against Sebastian.
Right. And
who is this guy? Dude,
and you could do a lot of funny stuff with Jericho, like that thing that you said you did in TNA, where Jericho's in a room and you've got all the green guys.
The green guys that can ask him questions.
Right. You know, Mr. Jericho's about to walk in. Please don't look at him directly in the eyes or something like that type of shit. This will take you to another level, you know, the shit like that, you know. But this, to me, I'm not a big this Hook Jericho thing is not interesting to me whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
His new persona, the fake persona. Hi, guys. You know, all that. That's funny.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull an Ohtani rookie card, but with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. ArenaClub.com and the Slab Pack. This is an interesting site to check out if you're into card collecting or that kind of hobby. I've never seen this done before where you could buy a pack of sports cards, you know, baseball, basketball, football, whatever you want, and you're going to know, and you're going to see by percentages what kind of cards you're going to get, who you're going to get, and more. My first slab pack, I wanted to grab a baseball one, and I actually wound up with this sweet Dave Winfield autograph. I got a valuable 2019 Juan Soto card. It also included this really awesome Jim Thome card. It was kind of like a drawing, a painting of Jim, and on the back was all his pertinent stats, a little story of his career, so that was really cool. I hadn't collected cards in many years, but when I heard about Arena Club and heard about the slab pack, I had to go check it out. And these Arena Club slab packs are revolutionizing the repack game by introducing transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading or selling, and they'll be officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and an explanation of how your card was scored. Whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. And right now you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/K100. Crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. And that's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase. If you're a collector, if you're interested in starting up collecting, there's nowhere better to go than arenaclub.com. Add on that 10%. You'll get a sweet discount, and you'll be supporting K100. That's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase.
Schwab cuts a promo backstage because he's from Washington. Yeah. He brought home a championship to Washington. He said he would put Christian Cage in the grave and spoke about facing Cage. He comes out. Bro, how a circle is this? Schwab comes out. He's a champion. And then Cage comes out.
What the hell was that? What's funny? Yeah. The last 2 weeks, he's come out without Prince Nana. I don't know if something's wrong with him. Not that he needs them, because I've always, the only time Nana got over when he was doing the dancing stick, right?
Well, isn't Nana selling from 2 weeks ago when they beat him, and when Cage beat?
Is that what it is?
I'm assuming.
Might be.
I don't know. They haven't mentioned anything, so. But they did the gimmick here where Swerve goes from his promo through the backstage and to the ring like they did on, like they did in Spain, right? Yeah. So, but this should have been introduce Cage first.
Right. Then the champion.
Right. I mean, come on. It's like, you know. So, I like Cage. And this was probably Cage's best match he's had with somebody because he's wrestled the world champion because he got heat on him. But for Cage's spot on the card and what they've done with him, this is way too long for Swerve to have a match with them, since like you're building him up for a match against Christian Cage. But they went 14 minutes, almost 15 minutes, right? And they went for a power bomb and Swerve countered into the clunky double stomp, and then Swerve used his leg to snap Cage's arm, then hit him with a house call kick and scored the pin. After the match, Swerve slammed a chair over the shoulder of Cage, and Christian Cage's entrance theme played. And it says Cage, this was so, I can't stand when they do this, but Christian comes out with the mom on the stage, okay? And he's kind of he's getting ready to cut a promo. And Chris, Swerve put Brian Cage's shoulder in one chair while holding another chair as Christian and Shayna Wayne were on there. And Swerve lifted up to hit him with the chair. And hit Cage with the chair, Brian Cage. But of course, Nick Wayne enters the ring behind him and hits him with a low blow. Then Killswitch enters the ring and joins Nick in attacking Swerve while Christian and Shayna watch from the stage. Then Nick showed off a framed photo of Swerve and his family, then slammed it over Swerve's head, and Swerve bled pretty good. He was gushing out of his eye. Then Killswitch held Swerve over the middle rope, and Christian stood at ringside and told Swerve that he embarrassed Nick when he attacked him in his gym last year. Then Christian held the photo of Swerve's family and asked if his daughter is proud of her absentee father. Christian smeared the photo of Swerve's head and then showed off the blood that was all over it. And Christian said he took Swerve's blood tonight and will take his world championship at AEW Never or Nothing. This attack made Swerve looks stupid because, you know, there's obviously four people in the group and he was just standing there and you knew that they were kind of like, did you know that they were going to come in and attack him
right
behind?
Yes. Yeah. Of course.
I mean, come on. It's like that, you know, this really did nothing. This whole segment really didn't do anything for Cage, for Swerve. I mean, other than giving Cage some heat, but it just didn't make him look, you know, I didn't really feel the sympathy here because he made himself look stupid by not realizing he could have been like attacked, you know. They should have sent those guys down 2-on-1, okay, head on, and they come in and, you know, it's 2-on-1, and he fights and then they stop him, you know? I don't know. This is what a fan of this. Not Swerve's fault either. So your favorite, what did you think of this, by the way?
Cage looked good, match too long. Everybody in the dressing room respects Cage and they want to have a good match with him. Strickland's no exception. You know, Wayne doesn't do shit for me. The mom doesn't do anything for me. Luchasaurus doesn't do anything for me. I think they're a waste of a group. The only guy there that I'm interested in is Christian, and Christian ain't going to win the title. So but it'll be a good match. And I'm sure Wayne will get involved and Luchasaurus will get involved and the mom will get involved and it looks like he's going to lose and he ends up winning.
You know what's interesting? This is where AEW is missing where they miss something creatively. In the WWE, the factions, we show the factions in backstage vignettes where they're showing personality issues with each other and communicating with each other backstage.
Right.
That's basically, it's not even like an video. Bro, the only time we see these factions are when they walk through the curtain and come out on the stage onto the show.
Right.
Like, you know, nothing what's going on behind the scenes with these guys. There's no, like, interaction between the mom and, like, our Cage and the mom dating.
I did like when Christian Cage referred to Nick Wayne as his son. That was
right.
Funny.
But all they do, the only thing that makes this a faction is they all four walk out with each other.
Yeah, that's it. Same thing with Roderick when he came out with those two guys. They look like J-Brones. Like,
right.
What titles are you sporting? Who are you? Why are you hooking up with Roderick Strong? I guess they used to be a group in ROH back in the day, but who the fuck knows that?
If you're going to have a faction, you got to tell some stories with the faction. Right. You tell the story, but show them interact with each other.
That's why the Judgment Day was so over.
Right.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We have some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimize your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone. The best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy. That's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because it works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom. Okay, this is it.
Okay.
How much money have you made the last 5 years? Oh, you're welcome. The most money in your entire career. Be my talent relations. How about you stick back with the headset on?
Hey! Who do you think you're talking to, man? Huh? After everything we've been through together, you're going to talk to me like I'm some lackey? Huh? I've been here since day one. You got me this job. I earned this job. And I put my own career off to the side to make this company as good as it can be. And I was your friend when being your friend was the hardest job on the planet. So if you ever talk to me like that again, I'll beat your ass, Matt. Well, I guess he told him. Wow, from one and only Christopher Daniels, a fun name to him, works as part.
Okay, that was very good. Why was that not shown? What was it? Why was that not?
30, I know, a 30-second little thing like that. You could have shown before the match, right? You know, yeah. I don't know.
That would have made his firing so much more better.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So
how also, hard is Nick, that to fucking do, dude?
Fuck. Man. It's like, you know, crazy.
And did AEW fans criticize us for picking on them? How the fuck could you defend that?
Right. Put that on the, just put it on the show, dude.
Right. It was fucking great.
Okay, well, now we get to your favorite segment. Head interviewed Hook and Shibata in the backstage area, and Hook he would beat anyone to get his hands on Jericho. And Shibata uses translator to ask, even me? Then Hook asked what he meant. Shibata said he wants another shot at Jericho. Hook said that if push comes to shove, he would face Shibata to get his hands on Jericho. Then Samoa Joe entered the picture and asked Hook what was wrong with him. Joe said he thought Hook was something special, but he keeps falling in the same trap over and over again. And now Jericho has him at his own man's neck. Joe said that if Hook and Shibata stopped playing with themselves, they might actually be dangerous. Then Hook yelled that he would fight Joe. And then Shibata uses translator to say that Joe was too big to wear floral patterns.
That's the line of the night, bro.
Yeah, you know what's funny, too?
Huge.
Shibata is going to get an interview every single week because everybody's popping on the gimmick with the phone translator thing. So he's going to get, so he'll probably get some personality and get over a little bit.
That was great.
Yeah.
But when Hook yelled at Joe, I'll fight you, Joe. I'll fight you, Joe. It's like, bro, Joe already beat you, choked you out. And, you know, like, I think some of the bloom is off of Hook. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not as special as he once was to me.
Well, let's not forget that, you know, Hook and Joe had that big match everybody thought was, like, so great.
Right.
Then the next week, they came out and Hook challenged him and they got punked.
Right.
He had another chance here to, like, you know, after, like, you know, so Joe comes out. Now Joe's acting, like, friendly to him. Kind of like, he's like a teaching more. I wonder if they're going with Joe and Jericho here down the road. Is that the thing, you know?
Maybe.
Because Joe's at the snap of a finger, he's a baby face. You know, you
right.
put him against a heel and the fans are going to cheer him.
Right.
And he can cut baby face and heel promos. He just starts, he's in character. I'm a tough guy. You know, so he just talks up. So this is being booked as a, some of this stuff doesn't resonate. Maybe I watch it and I just forget about it. But Tony Storm against Harley Cameron in what is described as a grudge match. What's the grudge here? Did I miss something? They should have had another video package here telling the thing because of why this is a grudge match.
Because it isn't. They have not faced each other enough times to be a grudge match. I think they faced each other once, maybe. Grudge matches, you know, like what a cowboy... What was this guy's cowboy shit? I haven't seen him in a while.
Hangman Page.
Hangman and Swerve. That's a grudge match.
Right.
Harley.
Wait, so they said, time out. I'm missing.
Well, this is from the Tony Storm thing. This is from before.
Okay, go ahead.
So Tony wanted revenge because Harley Cameron and Saraya viciously attacked her. That's why it's a grudge match, D.I.
Okay, but this is funny. This is the notes that Jason Powell was, I'm reading Jason Powell's thing.
Right.
As previously noted, Luther, Mariah May, and Saraya were all banned from ringside. When was that noted? I missed that. So they're all banned from ringside. I don't know. Like I said, but basically Tony Storm goes over on 7 minutes and 10 seconds. This was a grudge match, not another eliminator match. What's the difference? You tell me. That's what Pal's POV says. What's the difference between a grudge match and an eliminator match, Conan?
I don't know.
Tell me.
Well, an eliminator match is if you win, you get a title shot, and if you lose, you don't.
All right. So this is a segment that I thought was good coming up here. So Arcady Aura interviewed Will Ospreay as well as the Undisputed Kingdom members, Strong, Wardlow, Taven, and Bennett. So they're all there. They're face-to-face. Ospreay says Strong was either confident because his guys would help him things turn physical because Ospreay retired the Tiger Driver. Ospreay says Strong has never respected him, and therefore he has none for him. Strong said he doesn't respect Ospreay because he's so tall in the ring, yet an idiot outside the ring. Strong said Ospreay raising a child doesn't change anything, and Strong said he had a neck injury that nearly took him, but he doesn't quit. Strong said he doesn't care what everyone thinks Ospreay is because he knows he's a coward, a child. And Ospreay said he would take the one thing that makes Strong special and show everyone why he's on another level. And also, Ospreay in this promo like mentioned their history and Ring of Honor and the pad, whatever, and like so they brought all that shit up that I don't give a crap about. Now, I will say this. This was a good exchange. I liked Roderick Strong in this. Bro, you know how we talk about, like, you know, good guys, you know, you can be a great worker and everything, but you got to know how to do weekly American television. Dude, Ospreay needs to learn, you know, when you're doing promos back and forth. Don't be like me. You can't interrupt the guy and talk over him, because then we couldn't understand what the guy couldn't just speak. And did you see what he did that a couple times? He tried to speak over him, and then and bro, you can't hear what Strong's like. You miss a couple of the words that Strong says. You got to let the guy finish. So Will Ospreay has my problem, and he tries to cut people off. So Will Ospreay is like, they should call him Disco Ospreay. Will Disc Ospreay. Do you like that, Conan?
No.
Because he tries to interrupt people like I do.
No.
But did you see him trying to interrupt him?
Yes.
Did it remind you of that of me?
No, you're way worse.
I disagree with that. I thought Ospreay was worse. But this is actually a decent exchange. I like this. And I thought Rocky.
And it was good because it felt real. It felt like that might have happened, and they used it as a storyline. Like maybe he did disrespect him 10 years ago, and he was acting like a little kid or something, you know?
Right.
And because Strong's obviously older.
Right. So I will say this. This was a good verbiage by Ospreay, good verbiage by Strong.
By
however, like Ospreay's got, dude, you got to learn. Like that's kind of being a little bit green. In the other things you got to do, professional wrestling, like interviews, backstage, and yet, so don't talk over the guy.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That back and forth actually got me interested in their match.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
I think that interested me.
Yeah.
So Renee Paquette was in the ring for the contract sign. She introduced Mercedes Moné. Came out dressed to the nines. She was dancing. Then Willow Nightingale came out. She was dressed. But, bro, the one thing that having Mercedes Moné on the show is all the girls have looked around and said, we have to start dressing up too. We're going to look broke.
Dress up to the nines. If you're shopping at TJ Maxx.
She looked like she was her assistant. Yeah, but bro, sometimes she has like cheap jeans on that are pulled all the way up past her belly.
It was an upgrade, but it still was not. You know, she still did not come up as a star. Come on.
Better than when we were criticizing.
Risk. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Willow took a seat at the contract tails. Willow said she needed to know whether Moné respects the TBS champion. Then Willow said the belt.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? Because you would know this better than me. She says that TBS championship is 50 years old. I don't. What is that?
She
said that. She said it had a 50-year legacy, and I'm thinking, well, was there a championship for women?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, did she mean wrestling on the network? Yeah.
No, let me finish. Let me finish thinking.
Okay.
I have the line right here.
All right.
Willow said the belt celebrates the legacy of pro wrestling that started over 50 years ago on the network.
Got it.
That's what she said. Okay. So like 50 years of wrestling on TV. Right. Yes. Okay, yeah. This represents, you know, whatever.
Okay.
So Willow pointed out that her Titantron says nothing matters. Smile anyway. Willow said it means that she looks for something to smile for through all the doom and the gloom. And Willow said the title is what matters to her. And Willow said she would not let Monet walk into AEW and take it away from her Double or Nothing or ever. Then Willow signed the contract passage Monet. Now, let's remind everybody that Mercedes Monet has a writer that writes her promos for her that she brought over from the WWE named Jen Pepperman. So this is Jen Pepperman's promo that I'm going to read to you that was delivered by Mercedes Monet. Monet told
by a baby face.
Right. He's a baby. She's supposed to be a baby.
Right, right.
Monet told Everett to say hello to their CEO. Make up booze. Let's come CEO chance. And Monet said money changes everything isn't a catchphrase. It's a fact. She said that while Willow was training in 2015, she was already changing the game forever. Monet said she broke down the door and shattered the glass ceiling. Monet said she respects Willow and thinks she's a great champion, but there's a difference between being great and being the greatest of all time. Monet spoke about becoming the face of TBS. Monet said that losing to her will be the best thing that ever happens to Willow. And Monet said her legacy is all about winning, and then she signed the contract. Willow said she walked away the champion last time they wrestled, whereas Monet didn't walk out at all. Then Monet got up and slapped her in the face, and Taz said he didn't blame Monet. Then Willow ducked when Monet tried to hit her with the TBS title belt and caught Monet with a kick and then powerbombed her through the table, which got cheers from the crowd. Now, I'm wondering if they wrote that verbiage thinking that it would turn, like, it would get a heel reaction, maybe, you know? But at least she's a heel now. She wasn't. Isn't that funny? She started off getting the CEO chance like 6 weeks ago, and now she's just getting booed.
Well, I made that. So for years, we've been saying that she always cuts heel promos as a babyface, even when she was in WWE. Then she came in here, and then check it out. Yeah. Her first weekend that she came in, she got a thunderous, obviously she was in Boston, but she got a thunderous ovation, CEO chance, like huge, huge babyface thing. Her promo is very heelish, and we brought it up. Her second week, she got a huge ovation. Her promo was heelish. We brought it up. The third week, her promo was heelish. We brought it up. The fourth week, the fans figured it out and turned on her.
So then we go to Okada versus Dax Harwood. Okay. It was a 16-minute match. You know, good match. These guys are good workers. And Okada goes over. After the match, Jack Perry, Matthew Jackson, Nicholas Jackson hit the ring and attacked Harwood. Cash Wheeler and Brian Danielson ran out to help him round number. Then Darby Allin's music played, so he looks like he's going to be the fourth guy. And he goes up to the stage, and then Allin entered the ring and hit them from behind with a skateboard. Then Allin jabbed Perry in the gut with the skateboard to cap off the babyface clearing the elite members of the ring to close the show. My question is, Brian Danielson is one of the guys in this four-way anarchy in the arena. Why did they just not get Moxley?
I don't know.
Yeah. Let me read you Powell's POV. Wait. So Darby Allin broke his foot in mid-March, was hit by a freaking bus. Yet somehow he's already back in the ring. Mm-hmm. That dude is not human, and there's nothing anyone can say that will change my mind. Anyway, they will miss Kingston's mic's work, but Al is a great replacement for Anarchy in the Arena. Did you see the spot that Eddie Kingston got hurt on?
No.
Joe, try to pull that up. The Kingston versus, who was the guy he wrestled? The loudmouth guy from on the New Japan show? Bro, it's one of the dumbest things you've ever seen. I don't know what they were thinking. Like, he was destined to get hurt on the moves that he gave him. Because they did we'll just have to show, just follow that.
Yeah.
What'd you think of this match? What did you think of this match?
No, the match is good, but yeah. I'm not interested because I know Carter's going to go over.
Right.
I'm not interested just because it's a good match. I like stories.
Right.
I like Toidos.
So that's been our AW.
I like Toidos.
He's like,
oh, shit. All right, I got you.
Oh, you got it? Go ahead, watch this.
Is a superplex outside?
Yeah, watch it. So stupid.
Oh, man.
Like, people will say this is an accident. This is not an accident. This is you guys not understanding basic, like, distance and stuff, everything. Like, you know, this is absurd.
Who's he wrestling?
This guy.
Gabe Kidd.
Who?
Gabe Kidd?
Jeez, yeah, you can't the
do
rail?
Yeah, you can't do that.
I mean, where did he think he was going to land? It's like, dude, you're like.
Can I see that again?
Watch it again. Like, they couldn't figure out that the distance of a suplex from foot to foot was going to be long enough that he was going to hit the thing.
You know, he had a knee. He's got a knee injury, D.I., but he's actually lucky because if they were a little shorter, he would have cracked his shin bone on it, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, he really got pretty cast, yeah.
I understand. It's so dumb. I mean, bro, it wasn't even close. He missed it, but, like, he needed, like, an the rail needed to be back like in another 2 to 3 feet, you know?
Yeah, that's...
I don't know what they were... Like, think about that. Look at that distance between the rail and the apron. And, like, you think he could do a suplex of that and not hit the rail?
Oh, my God. All right.
Yo, support K100 and check Bet Online. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.